and for Jeremy and Jennifer. Y'all can come up. We're gonna just do some quick words. Let's give them 5 or 10 minutes of bop, 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 bop. First of all, I want to say thanks.
I'll cry. You're a pleasure to work with. An absolute pleasure. An absolute support for me. I love the spirit of excellence.
I love the whatever it takes attitude.
It's from the depths of my heart.
Thank you for your service these last 5 years. Eight? So, directing. I'm thinking of directing. You have been serving for 8. Like, oh man, I really missed that one. No, I'm just absolutely grateful. Yeah.
When I'm looking at you, I see you as really, really an old married couple. I just see you like old and gray. But that's just touching the surface. But the beauty of it is the legacy. Now I'm going to cry. But this is part of your legacy right here. And obviously your children. But, I mean, I just see scores and scores and scores of, like, spiritual children. Some of it musically, most of it musically probably related. But y'all have done well, and you will continue to do well. There's just a grace. There's a mantle upon you of excellence. There's a mantle to do the things of God. And the enemy has come at you every which way, and he has failed repeatedly. By the grace of God, y'all have stood steadfast and strong. And, I mean, even in the natural, you don't see a lot of really old married people together, you know, that have been together since from here all the way through. But you will be definitely in the spirit old. And that's a treasured thing. And I see that not only regarding legacy, but I believe that there is coming a new level of wisdom to lead and to instruct the people that will be coming up behind you. You're really going to have to meld together even more. And I believe that God is going to grant you more opportunity to talk about intimate things, not just as it relates to husband and wife, but about the things of God. And as it relates to the team, God is going to start carving out opportunities. Obviously, you're very busy in the natural, but God is going to supernaturally open up pockets of time. And I see it... it really is going to be such a supernatural thing that something that should take like hours to talk about, you know, you have these committees and you have to meet for hours and hours to resolve these things. Y'all are going to be able to address issues and have the wisdom of God enter in so beautifully and strongly and powerfully that you're going to be able to resolve situations, whether it's, you know, personal situations that you need to address with somebody on the team, or it's just a situation that you're presented with. How are we going to do this logistically? God's going to just drop in, and what would normally take hours to resolve, you're going to do it in minutes, half an hour, things like that. It's going to be just the supernatural anointing of God to get those things resolved.
You know, I was very impressed with the emails. And I want to encourage you because I really believe that the Lord is going to continue to increase the level of dynamics as a couple, the spiritual dynamics. I see you increasing in that. And there is a, you know, kind of a rejoicing and a falling in love more with each other because you're getting to discover the jewel that you are to each other more and more as you work in the Spirit together. So I just want to encourage you because that's something that doesn't just happen. There is a grace there. But that as you have chosen to work with each other and to lean on each other and to trust one another, to trust the Christ in the other person, that growth is coming about. And I see even in the days ahead, even an explosion of, like a better word is to say, glory, really. Glory coming out of that interrelationship between the two of you. So there is a tremendous amount of power that there is in you as a couple, and as you grow in the reality and in the revelation of who you are to one another as God has designed you to be for each other. So definitely a match in Christ.
Real quickly, start using your words and call in people that you need. I think there's a fresh anointing that by the words that you speak as leaders of this team, you can start calling in, Lord, we need the drummers. Lord, we need the bass guitars. Lord, we need the altos, the tenors, the whoever's. Start using your words. Be faithful to call them in. Don't, it doesn't have to be this, you know, oh, thus saith the Lord. Just, you know, God, we're believing you for, we need three tenors. We need these three tenors. And he knows your needs. And so that's going to develop a new level of faith in you as well as you start seeing the people coming in.
I feel like God's even going to stir in your own hearts a deeper level of worship, and that like your times with God are going to just kind of like open up and expand new dimensions of what God is speaking, saying, revelation. Jennifer, for you, dreams. Your dreams are going to like, I feel like, skyrocket. So just record them, you know, like whatever's easiest, the easiest way to get them out, to get, you know, to track them. And I feel like God's even going to, I know that you prefer one another, but I feel like even like there's a challenge of, okay, Jeremy, what is God saying to you today? You know, what is God saying about this situation? Because, I feel like in preferring that preferring of one another and pulling on the gift that's in that other individual in your relationship, that it's going to help build and grow you to another level. And I feel like God wants to challenge each of you to like pull on the gift that's within one another that will challenge you to go, okay, I don't know, but let me go pray about that, or let me look at that, or, you know, hey, what is God saying about this situation over here? Or, you know, as he's giving you insight to also just, I guess, place a demand on that other gift, and with that, it's going to even link you tighter together and launch you into the next thing. But I do really feel like worship, like your even your intimate times with God is going, they're going to go to a deeper level personally, which is going to be refreshing and a joy. And
this is for the whole group. Your warfare is going to increase in 2016, and don't get scared when you hear those words. It's your warfare. You're going to be taking it to the enemy more intentionally in 2016. And I want to encourage that. Take it to the enemy intentionally. Don't wait for him to bring it to you. We entered into that last year. I just want to encourage us again that it's part of the DNA of the House of Freedom. And we've not been active in it over the course of the last couple of years, and the Lord is reawakening that roar of the lion that we would take the fight to the enemy. It's time. I also want to encourage you, guard your hearts with all diligence. This is a sweet team. I'm going to say it again. This is a sweet team. Good things are happening. I don't understand music. I understand songs. You know, I don't understand all the mechanics of that. I can make joyful noise. And I listen to you like, oh, man, I missed that. No, like, I didn't miss it, you know. Don't let the enemy get in and start to drive any kind of wedges, because corporately, as a group, you're in a sweet spot. I mean, we've not had this in the House of Freedom for a long time. And these guys have worked hard to build it, been very intentional about doing that, intentional about the relationship part of it. That's why he's encouraged you to come to the gatherings, because that's where we connect heart to heart. Don't let the enemy bring offense or cause divisions. Take the fight to him. Take it to him.
Thank you. Thank you guys over there. I want to say one thing. Has anyone ridden a motorcycle? Can I get any hands rode motorcycles? Has anyone kickstarted a motorcycle? Okay, so you know when you kickstart a motorcycle, I'm a motorcycle guy for over 30 years, so this is what I saw. I'm just giving it to you straight. You ever kickstart a motorcycle? And sometimes they're very, very hard. And sometimes you kick and you go with all your weight and it does not start. Then you do it again and it still does not start. Then you do it a third time and then it kicks back. You ever have one bite you? He has. It hurts. Then you do it again and it still doesn't start. Then you do it again and then it starts. Then it fires. Then it fires. There's an immense feeling when that happens that, I'm done. I've broken through. Not only am I done doing that, but now I have incredible horsepower that I'm about to rocket off to wherever with. It's a good feeling. Tonight, the motor has started. We've kicked in the past, and it's been dead, and it's been dead, and sometimes it came back and it bit us in the foot. The motor's running now. Now we got to put it in gear and release the clutch. But it the motor is running. I can tell you, I saw it. The motor started tonight with authority. Thank you all for coming tonight, too.
Another thing I want to encourage you with is I have heard so many testimonies just this year of people who have visited here or been gone and come back. Like, wow, there is such life in the service. And not like the life ever left. Those that went out are coming back going, we didn't realize how good it was. And they're just singing the praises of the House of Freedom for the life in here. You guys are a big part of building that. What time are you supposed to be done at 9? I would like to hear from you. If you were touched in any special way tonight, ministry or prophetic word that you feel comfortable in sharing, just this mic's now up and going. Just whatever you've got may be an encouragement to others.
I have one more thing. I felt like a key for you guys is going out rejoicing and coming in rejoicing. So, you know, like purposing when you're going out, wherever you are, you know, to have that heart of rejoicing and coming in, have that heart of rejoicing, you know. And that's just what the Lord said, you know, rejoice coming in, rejoice coming out. I just feel like that's key to keep our hearts afresh, to keep our hearts renewed, to keep our hearts, you know, focused on what God wants to continue to do in our lives and in your lives. And I have to say as well, you know, just the worship, the anointing of the worship has just increased. And as I just feel like God is ramping that up, not for pride, but for just you to know that what Tim said, it's you're making an impact. The worship is making an impact, whether it's Wednesday night, Sundays. I mean, both equally, there's impact that's happening because of the worship that's going on and you coming, you know, knowing that you're taking us into that place of worship and having your hearts right. So thank you so much. Okay, now what Tim said, if you have anything you want to share.
I just want to say thank you for showing the love of God tonight. I've been to many different churches. I've been a part of many different things. This was such an awesome outpouring of love that I've seen in a very long time. I joked earlier with Jeremy, and I saw who was coming in. I said, you got the big guns tonight. But that means a lot, that you took out of your time to pour into each of us. So thank you so much.
Do you know why we did that? We value you incredibly, incredibly much. Especially all of you. Well, maybe that one for me, but all of you. You guys, seriously, this is... I know I'm the director and like that, but like you guys are immensely, immensely valuable. Each and every one of you and what you do and what facet and what you bring to the team is incredibly, incredibly valuable. Like Pastor Tim said... The team right now is rich. It is not only rich in talent and stuff like that, but it's rich in love. It really, really is rich in love. And I only see that getting better. So you guys, thank you, thank you, thank you for following Jesus and just loving. So keep on loving.
Well, are all hearts clean?
Did you have something to say?
just two quick things. One is, you know, we do go on missions and go different places, and we always come back so thankful for what we have here. And you are a big part of what we have here. You would not believe how precious, you know how that, what is it, Psalm 133, I can't remember, it's 113 or 133. That says how precious it is when the brothers dwell together in unity. I just exhort you, keep the unity, because there is a tremendous anointing. There's where the Lord has commanded the blessing, the word of the Lord says. And you are blessed in what you have. Treasure what you have, because you don't find it in many places. Okay, that's number one. Number two is I want to exhort you to desire. I want to exhort you to desire more of the glory of God when you are worshiping, whether individually or corporately here in the House of Freedom. Because I believe that the Lord wants to bring the glory down. I mean, and we've experienced many things here at Freedom, but the Lord wants to bring the glory down more so. It's to His glory, not to your glory, it's to His glory. But desire these things. Desire the glory. Desire the glory. And when you give yourself in abandonment to Him and surrender to Him and His ways, that's very specific. Surrender to His ways. He will respond. He will respond. And His glory will come. Desire His glory, because the Lord wants to bring more of His glory to bear upon His church and definitely upon Freedom. And you are in that course. You have set yourself. It's the setting of the soul. And I like to say that. The setting of the soul. You have set your souls for His glory. Desire more and expect it. We are expecting with you.
Father, we thank you for your presence here that's been sweet. Father, I pray even now, Lord, that you just go with each one. Father, that you would just give them a good night's sleep. Refresh them, Father, as they sleep. And Lord, let the rest of this week be good. And Lord, we can't wait to come back together to worship you and worship your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, Eddie.
Well, my soul.
It is well.
Y'all are free to go if you want to, or you can hang out here as late as you want. I'll lock up.